St. Cloud State's effort to go green is more than a catchy slogan, rather a campus-wide movement. But who is responsible for carrying out our recycling efforts?
We're supposed to walk 2 blocks with a bag of garbage. I don't think it's going to happen.
Plus, one major Husky venue is losing the recycling game.
After big events, you know, I know they sweep it up. I don't know that they sort it out.
And how are students reacting?
You think you're recycling, then it just goes into the trash. What's even the point of having the trash cans there in the classrooms if they can't even recycle them?
SCSU's recycling program, Green or Guilty. Find out next on KVSE 88.1 Educational Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Jenna Lee, and you're listening to KVSC's special report on SCSU's recycling program, Green or Guilty. For many, St. Cloud State University is a home away from home, a large family made up of students and faculty, working, eating, sleeping, and most of all, living their daily lives together. And like any other household, SCSU owns a Green Guide to Recycling. Some family members have gone beyond curbside relief, while others faithfully follow the 3R mantra. Some are proud green card-carrying members, and a select few hope to leave a green proverbial footprint on the doorstep for the next generation. Despite SCSU's communal effort to reduce waste and save the earth, the truth lies in our trash. SCSU's Buildings and Grounds Supervisor, Carla Stavo, says the Green Guide begins with a bidding process with Allied Waste.
It's quite a lengthy process, the contract. It covers all facets of the trash hauling. So recycling is included as well as trash hauling, tipping fees and taxes, etc. Okay. It's all included in the bid. For our trash, we have a variety of recyclers. The pop can commingle products, they collect it with all the city here. It goes to another processing area where they sort it, where they actually do the sorting and recycling.
SCSU serves as the largest member of the Minnesota State Colleges and University System, a 100-acre campus servicing more than 16,000 adults, housing 5,000 students, and employing almost 1,000 faculty members. While the numbers are high, the rate of recycling is low.
Go around and take a look at the dumpsters in the evening. There's a lot that can still be recycled.
But behind the doors of every academic house, commingled recycling bins line the walls of our classrooms, and students and faculty dispose of their glass, plastic, and aluminum as they enter and exit. From that moment, the recycling efforts are then carried out by an SCSU general maintenance worker, an effort Stavo says is required of them.
If they're pure and they are solid, they can be taken either to the paper, the commingle, or to trash. Then we handle it.
Now, the SCSU recycling contract lists 59 outdoor commingled containers. This equals one 5,000-gallon swimming pool that is 4 feet deep and 16 feet wide. Each set occupies 11 locations across campus. Some areas include Hallenbeck Hall, the Robert H. Wick Science Building, the Atwood Memorial Center, and the residential halls. However, several high foot traffic areas are excluded from that list. Stewart Hall, Miller Center, National Hockey Center, Education Building, and Centennial Hall. Meaning there are no commingled recycling receptacles at these sites. According to Stavos, the GMW, who works in a building with no outdoor commingled receptacles, is required to walk to the nearest bin and drop off the recyclables. A task Stewart Hall GMW, Dennis Carsonson, argues is not a part of their job requirement.
It's just been kind of asked that we do it. Bought it my supervisor, but that's all the further it's gone, so. And you have to realize that 6 months out of the year, we have snow and ice and stuff like this. And we're supposed to walk 2 blocks with a bag of garbage? I don't think it's going to happen. She has to put containers out behind the building, make more. And that's just what I'm saying. More convenient right now is plastic and cans going into the dumpsters.
So let's say I have a plastic bottle of my favorite soda and I take it to the nearest recycling bin that collects commingled items. You're telling me that it's not really being recycled.
Not at this point.
Not at this point. And you've been here for 35 years and this hasn't happened at all.
Nope.
Do you think that there's a perception that we recycle here at St. Cloud State, but we're really not?
I don't know. Maybe it was just something that's been missed. Maybe somebody hasn't pushed it enough.
So do you know, is this just happening in Stewart, or do you feel that this is in all the academic buildings?
It could be happening other places, too.
Undoubtedly, the flawed system triggers a response from students.
Well, wow. I know that, personally, I take the extra time and take the extra steps to go and bring my recycling to the recycling receptacles, but if they're not being processed correctly and I'm making that extra effort, that kind of sucks. But I do think that recycling is important in this generation. It's definitely an important thing. And I don't think that it's really the janitor's responsibility either to dig through any of those trash cans. So it's kind of a social responsibility rather than an individual responsibility. I'd almost say that there should be a position designated for it because it is important.
Shut up, really. That's such a waste. That seems like a lot of work for those people to be doing. That seems like such a waste. You think you're recycling, then it just goes into the trash. What's even the point of having the trash cans there in the classrooms if they can't even recycle them?
That's really surprising because you see a lot of students who are so conscious about the environment and about recycling. You'd kind of expect that a lot of the faculty would do the same. So I guess it's a little surprising. I don't see that that's such a huge deal. I think it shouldn't be too bad. As long as it's on campus, I mean, students and faculty, for the most part, walk to and from buildings every day. I guess I don't see how it's such a big deal to walk just a couple of bags to a designated area on campus.
But Carseson isn't ready to accept full responsibility.
It's just not all us. When students throw food and stuff in on top of the recycling that is supposed to be cleaned and not full of food and stuff, that's called contaminated. And now here in this building, here you got this bottle, it's half full of pop. It's kind of contaminated because it's not empty. The other people are going to have to start, you know, going to the bathroom or whatever and dumping their liquid out and put it in the proper thing, I think, is part of what's going to have to happen too, you know.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Jenna Lee, and you're listening to KVSC's special report on SCSU's recycling program, Green or Guilty. Now, one could estimate SCSU's total production of commingled recycling to reach double-digit tonnage in 1 month. Surprisingly, KVSC found in February of 2006, SCSU produced less than 2 tons of commingled recycling. 2 years later, while the green movement heightened, the numbers dropped. SCSU produced less than 1 ton of glass, plastic, and aluminum in February, small compared to the 20 tons of trash, cardboard, and paper produced in that same month. Stavos agrees the numbers don't lie.
We don't generate that much, and I don't know if that's because that there's not enough being put in there. We don't have the staff and or the manpower to be sorting it out.
The SCSU family is known for its ice players. Their home, the National Hockey Center, seats more than 5,000 spectators and offers an opportunity to win the game of recycling 22 times per year. But have we reached victory?
I don't know how to answer that, really. After big events, you know, I know they sweep it up. I don't know that they sort it out. We do have paper for the office area, you know, where they can recycle their paper if they have a lunchroom where they can keep it sorted or by the vending machines. That is, I would think, our most challenging, is recycling your cans, your bottles, your plastics.
But according to SCSU Associate Director of Sports Facilities and Campus Rec, Joe Meyerhofer, says the 2008-2009 hockey season will be different. For the first time in 19 years, a cleaning crew will be required to pick up all plastic bottles on the floor to be recycled before the venue is swept clean.
While the popular Husky venue works to overcome challenges of recycling, the Atwood Memorial Center has adopted a new recycling policy funded by student fees, and dorm residents are asked to carry out their own recyclables. But the need to modify the academic building's recycling policy continues to be overlooked. Allied Waste General Manager Jamie Fino says the solution stems back to the bidding process, designed and financed by the Minsky system.
I think to do a better job with St. Cloud State, we have to narrow it down to the bid specs. And maybe the next time it's bid or however we have to get to that process, if we can get some professional people to come in there and say, let's rearrange this thing a little bit, I think we can have, and I'd be more than happy to be involved with that.
Fino says the current contract is 1 year old and Waste Management was the former service provider.
We actually earned the business at St. Cloud State last June. We had it for one previous five-year term. That was prior to 1992. So this was my first dealing, starting last June when we were the successful bidder.
The contract is broken down into three sections: refuse, including food scraps, paper, cardboard recycling, and commingled recycling.
I mean, if it's very laid out on paper, what exactly you bid on per hall and per building on the campus, and they create the bid specs, if you will, and we basically price it out on a per line item basis based upon what they tell us they need for their service.
According to the contract, SCSU annually spends more than $200,000 in trash disposal. Commingled recycling costs an average of $325 per month, nearly $4,000 per year. Fino says the 59 commingled receptacles are picked up on a bi-monthly basis, and they're often found to be far from filled.
When we go through and service the particular St. Cloud State, we don't find it overflowing. What happens behind the scenes, I don't know. I'll call St. Cloud State and say, we have to do something better, and I can recommend this. Sometimes that's effective, sometimes it's not. You might say, sit there and think I'm being threatened. I'm not. You got to remember, this was bid. My dollar amount on a per monthly basis doesn't change. If I could get more recycling material versus paying the disposal on the trash, I could inevitably make more money. There's no doubt about that, because now I'm throwing away less stuff.
This means if SCSU recycled more, less waste would be hauled to the local landfill. Therefore, the cost of hauling would also decrease, ultimately saving the campus more money. But Fino says this isn't about the money, rather the future of our environment.
The unfortunate part is what actually we're doing with our earth. You know, it's not a financial gain or loss. It's what are we leaving for our offspring, if you will. You know, that's the big picture. What kind of a footprint are we leaving? I mean, and I can see in the private area where people are getting more and more concerned with recycling and carbon emissions and stuff like that. So it only makes sense.
Welcome back to KVSC's special report on SCSU's recycling program, Green or Guilty. Environmental professor Mitch Bender says he's often questioned SCSU's recycling program.
There's this kind of urban myth or urban legend that it's all thrown away and thrown into a dumpster somewhere and then just taken to a landfill. And I think that it probably is true to some extent. Like, several students have done, you know, kind of, investigations on this and they haven't found it to be absolutely true. I have no doubt that it's true. I don't know if all of it ends up in a recyclable facility like Python's recycling or not. It probably does occur. It's probably not a great thing.
But what is great, Bender says, is our minor commingled recycling cost per month includes major reprocessing benefits for the SCSU family.
I mean, when you think about it, The materials that are thrown away actually have some monetary value, especially aluminum. It seems senseless to throw away something that's getting right now 65 cents a pound. I don't know that the university gets that, but if they actually set up a program, they could use that as revenue. Plastics don't have a lot of value to them, not as far as like individual recycling, but maybe a facility like St. Cloud State could get some revenue from that. So obviously I think recycling is a good way to go, but I think it comes down to convenience.
Bender believes recycling convenience is the key to overcome managerial expectations, general maintenance workers' indifference, and a limited recycling contract with Allied Waste.
So recycling is all about convenience. We don't recycle at home unless it's extremely convenient for us, and I don't think that people in a facility as big as St. Cloud State will recycle unless it's convenient for them. We try to put out as many receptacles as possible for students to recycle, but there's that next step. You know, does buildings and maintenance workers also go that extra step? It has to be convenient for them too.
While convenience is a huge step toward a green guide to recycling, Bender suggests SCSU should follow the trends of European recyclers.
I'd like to see us go to kind of a one stream where actual garbage, you know, organic stuff, food articles are thrown in one bin, and then every other thing is thrown into another, so it's just a one stream commingle. So that makes it convenient for us on this end to just throw it all in one bin, but then it's more time and more money for a recycler to actually have that separated out. So recycling all comes down to convenience. I think at one point it'll become very mainstream for us. If you travel in Europe, recycling is just part of the culture. Everywhere you go, they have the separate containers, and people are pretty good about putting the things in the separate containers. It just hasn't reached to us. We're much more of a throwaway society. So I think it's part of the culture will change with time, but it comes down to convenience.
In 2007, SDSU's Neighbor investigated their recycling policy. Professor Derek Larson of St. John's University found their system does not work due to poor design and lack of compliance. Further north, SCSU's Minsky relative, Morehead State University, developed a program to increase recycling efforts. Every building includes a set selection of bins and a hired recycling staff to implement the program as part of the Sustainable Campus Initiative Plan, which is supported by a green fee fund. While Bender is confident SCSU is green-eyed too, he has found their green efforts are restricted.
For 18 to 22-year-olds, they're much more environmentally conscious than I was at 18, 22. So I think if the ability to recycle here on campus was available to them, I think they'll do it. Mm-hmm. But I know that in some of my classrooms, there's one receptacle, either for paper or for containers, and everybody just throws anything in there. So I think unless every classroom has one of those, you're going to get in the recycle container, you're going to get trash, you're going to get paper, and you're going to get containers. You know, so there's probably not enough in the classrooms. It seems to me that from what I've read, the dorms have some issues with the ability to recycle. Apparently they don't have receptacles on each floor or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so that might be something that needs to be looked into.
In 2007, Country Home Magazine conducted a search for the greenest city in the United States. St. Cloud, Minnesota, ranked in at number 15. A city rich with green energy policies, green power, and green buildings, including the St. Cloud Heat Fireplace and Spa, the Municipal Athletic Complex, and greenhouses constructed by Habitat for Humanity. Bender says SCSU's President Earl Potter plans to follow the tactics of a city addicted to the green way of life.
President Potter has some really good ideas about making this campus sustainable and also integrating some of what's going on in the city here on campus. So I really I see a bright future. I guess I'm pretty optimistic about it. He spoke to us several times about, you know, the importance of sustainability. And I really see that a bright future for us to be a green campus. I don't think we're as green as we possibly could be.
While Bender remains hopeful of SCSU and its green movement, he is reminded of a related era almost 30 years ago and hopes history doesn't repeat itself.
There's a huge green movement going on right now, and I'd love to see it continue, but I was also around during the 70s when there was another similar kind of energy crisis and somewhat of a green movement then, and it kind of faded away during the 80s and 90s, and now we're back in it again. So I don't know how long it'll hold out, and my fingers are crossed it'll hold out for a long time.
You're listening to KVSC's special report on SCSU's recycling program, Green or Guilty. Students for a Sustainable America member, Kat Salinek, is beginning to see red over green on the campus of SCSU.
There's an apathy as to why recycle, or is this really going to make a difference? I doubt the GMWs are really going to separate this. So I think there's kind of number one, that misconception of, well, I did my part by just sticking it in that bin. I don't have to care where it goes next. So students don't really realize that, you know, maybe nothing's happening with it. But then there's also just the apathy. I don't care. I'm going to throw it wherever. If you don't notice that there's no recycling dumpsters anywhere in our campus besides maybe at Garvey and Atwood, you wouldn't know. Most people don't even know that Atwood is the only building with a room dedicated to recycling. They just think, all right, well, no dirt off my shoulder, I'm throwing it into the right bin. And why wouldn't they? I mean, you see it labeled, it's a lie, you know, if it's not really going there.
Currently, the recycling expense in SCSU's academic buildings is funded by the Minsky system. Student fees pay for recycling in the Atwood Memorial Center and residential halls. But different funding means different recycling policies. And Students for a Sustainable America are eager to fix the broken commingled policy at SCSU.
Going together, we need the recycling receptacles in each room, in each building. In each room of the buildings, there needs to be a container for plastic, glass, and aluminum, a container for paper, and a container for garbage. So that's three receptacles per room. And it would be kind of expensive to do that. But if you think of all of the environmental effects that we are conserving on, and also you can turn in those sort of things for money. I think once we had it clearly labeled, people would understand it. And what I think is most important is that these receptacles are identical in each building all the way through campus, in Hollenbeck, in the academic rooms, in the Miller Center, all the way throughout our campus, because once we have them all uniform, people will be able to quickly identify, oh, blue, right, paper, green, oh, right, glass, plastic. Because in each building, since each building has a different manager, there's a different system or no system.
Salinek and Students for a Sustainable America are working to implement the same commingled recycling system Atwood Memorial Center follows throughout campus.
And in Atwood, you'll notice it's a really clear system. There's one type of receptacle that isn't clear, but it has a slot, like a rectangle that just a piece of paper would fit in, and that's for paper. For aluminum and plastic, there's a receptacle with just a circle, you know, clearly for bottled beverages. But they also have these receptacles that are, I guess, proven to be the most effective. It's a clear plastic bag that just hangs on a PVC pipe-like structure. And those are really effective because, you know, people see what goes in there. And if you throw something in that container that isn't supposed to go in there, for example, if you throw a plastic bottle in a paper receptacle, you can clearly see that you made an oops, and you can grab it out and put it in the right one. And I think it's kind of a guilt thing, like, oh, there's a garbage can here, plus these two receptacles on either side.
Salinek feels for the general maintenance workers and is certain her organization will change how our recycling efforts are carried out.
I personally think it's kind of wrong to ask them to bring it to another side of campus when their job is to work in a building like Stewart. Why would you ask them to even drag it over to Atwood across the way? I think that's kind of wrong. Why not just get a bin here? So I think once we could get a meeting with a lot of the GMWs need to be there, along with all the building managers all together. It needs to be a conglomeration of all of our campus, not just the directors of the building, not just the building managers, but the GMWs also. And once we can ask them all to kind of develop this new program, get these new bins out there.
In an effort to build an effective recycling policy throughout campus and create a convenient program for the general maintenance workers, as well as for students and faculty, Salinek and her team have devised several methods of application.
To make these receptacles that I was talking about, the clear ones, that could come out of like the engineering department. They could be building these. The maintenance people could be building these. We have people who can do this for us for relatively little money. And this could even become a community project with having maybe like the correctional facility build these kind of things, because they're always looking for, you know, new projects that they can, and new skills to teach people in the correctional facilities here in St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's cheap labor available and cheap material. It's not an issue of the money, I don't think, because these buildings all have a fairly large budget that they can play with, and I understand that they have other things that they'd want to put it into as far as reconstruction and other maintenance issues, but it wouldn't take that much to get this implemented.
Recently, Students for a Sustainable America have combined forces with the newly formed Green Focus Committee, a committee comprised of supervisors, general maintenance workers, and students to reduce waste and amend the SCSU family's Green Guide to Recycling.
Right now we're going to be working with Green Initiatives to actually get the communication flowing between everybody. That's why it's essential that the GMCs, the building directors, and the green organizations actually all meet together so that there is that communication line between everybody. We're not bouncing around and then putting it all on one student because that's just ridiculous.
And Carla Stavos, member of the Green Focus Committee and supervisor of the Buildings and Grounds Management, is ready to work with students and be green rather than guilty of trashing our recycling efforts.
Whatever it takes and making St. Cloud State University the environment that we all would like to be a part of.
Thanks for listening to SCSU's recycling program, Green or Guilty. I'm Jenna Lee on KVSC 88.1 Educational Public Radio.